It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Today at, you see what time that was, Goo?
You and Carter.
8:32. I got a question for Niner fans to start out the day. All right. Last year, the San Francisco 49ers were the best team in football when it came to yards after the catch.
Okay. Yak.
They were the best team in football yards after the catch. This year, they're dead last in yards after catch. Why? What? Why? 888-957-9570. And obviously, we're not going to spend 4 hours on this, but that this is baffling to me, and I just don't know what the answer is, and I'm looking for suggestions.
Okay, I got a theory.
What would you say? Because yeah. it's going to be more than one thing, clearly, but if I ask that question to you and 49er fans, how would you answer it? How do you go from first in the league in yards after catch last year to last?
Okay.
Why?
My theory, the guru computer wants to spit out, they don't run routes like that. Everything they run is kind of inside the hashes. So I'm thinking, do the receivers even got that ability, you know, because they're in close proximity to get away from guys with the route tree that they run? But that goes to smithereens because last year, you just said it, they were one. Then I thought, Stani, this has followed the Niners this season since like week two or three.
Right.
Now it's just growing and hasn't gotten better. So I say that to do a Steinman special. I don't know. Like, I do not know what comes to mind.
And some people may not like this, but yesterday we were giving out numbers for Brock Purdy.
That will die. Your 7-10 will not die.
What kind of season's Purdy having? And I put him at a 7. But you know what? I took a point off for the record, the red zone, and the stats. Do I take another one off because they're last in yards after catch?
No, but if you look at his yards, his aerial yards on his passes, Steiny, he's up. He's like top five. So he's not dinking and dunking.
So get this. And I'm gonna put his name out there. Stephen Lankford, the great Stephen Lankford, KCBS Sports.
Does the best John Gruden impression you ever see.
Yes, he does.
John just got a job.
Not the one he wanted.
Oh, wow.
So I said to Stephen Lankford, he said, what are you guys getting into today? I'm like, I'm intrigued by this yards after catch stat. How do you go from the best team in the league yards after catch to the worst? And I said, what do you think, Stephen?
What did he say? I'm excited.
You know what he said? I don't think Purdy's putting the ball on the money as much as he has in
now
the past.
Now that, when I see him,
and
I'm going to give
like,
him a
wow. What, really? He goes, you know, Shanahan's offense, you got to lead receivers. And he said, you know, he's throwing more back shoulder stuff. And, you know, guys have to jump to make catches.
Yeah, we saw
and all
Kittle
that
in Tampa Bay across the middle open, but he had to go up high.
And all that'll manifest itself in one way or the other to
That's a hell of a guess.
I don't know. I mean, I think Christian McCaffrey's absence has got to be a big part of it. Because they're throwing the ball 3 yards to McCaffrey, and then he runs for 8. So they didn't have him for the first 9
years. But last year, Ayuk was a magician, which is why they gave him 30 per year. He was getting that yak.
It was a whole team of the whole team stats.
Because Debo Steiny, I've gotten past what happened with the long snapper. But the bottom line is, I don't see him doing a lot of that. And you know, I don't want to speak for you. You kind of say you look at the Niner weaponry. You know, they're not explosive like that in regard to the yak. So to that point, Steiny, you're wrong because last year they were number one. But that Langford, maybe he's not putting it on the money as much, and you got to do this or that to secure the catch, and the guy's got you. I don't know, but they're 5-4, so man.
Well, I also think Purdy's throwing the ball downfield more this year.
Yeah.
I mean, I do think there's a correlation that the further you throw the ball, probably the less yards after the catch you're going to get. I mean, that's what I would figure. So maybe because they're not, I don't want to say they're a dink and dunk offense, and that's what they were last year. But if you're throwing longer passes, you're probably not getting the yards after the catch. But I do think that McCaffrey's a big part of this. And I would expect when he comes back and gets fully integrated, that number will go up.
Okay, but
what do 49er fans just think about that stat? First in the league in yak last year, last in the league in yak this year.
Well, I want to say, Steiny, that's the low to anybody that thinks that way, and I'm not saying you're wrong.
Which way?
The McCaffrey component.
Oh.
But that has nothing to do, even if he's not on the field, when I'm throwing to Spadoni, when I'm throwing to Carter, when I'm throwing to you,
right.
It's me and you. So if I'm not delivering the ball in the place to where you can catch it and keep going, because let's be honest, Jawan Jennings has been a godsend, right? Yep. I never once looked at him like, oh boy, you're not doing anything with the yak yards. And until I saw that from David Lombardi, they're dead last. It's fascinating, and I don't have the answers.
888-957-9570 is the number.
Maybe Cam does when he joins us.
Good call. Cam Inman, 1130. We'll obviously ask him that. 415 on the Comcast Business Text Line. I think it's a lack of separation.
But, Steiny, they're top five in air yards.
But we all acknowledge that this offense this year is less dynamic than last year. Is it just personnel, or are they doing things a little bit different?
Well, that's when I'll just go McCaffrey and rest my case because you played 8 games without him. But, Steiny, what do you want, a 10-yard out route and then the guy to run 40? Or do you want me to throw it 38 yards in the air, you catch it and get tackled? I'll take the 38.
I actually want the first one because I think it's safer, believe it or not. I think the further you throw the ball down the field, the more likely you are to get intercepted or make a mistake.
Now let's put it right on the table.
Okay.
They lost to Minnesota. They lost to aggressive defenses. We saw Kansas City kind of keep them in check. Are you scaring defenses that way if you're doing it the way you just said?
Well, maybe what else is going on here is, and it's a very general thing, maybe teams are catching up with our offense a little bit. Defenses.
That's a great one.
I'm just wondering, 49er fans, I'm just looking for an explanation because I think there's probably a lot of them out there, but I want to hear what you guys think. And then I also want to know do you think it's a big deal or not?
Because if you're 8-2, it's not a big deal, but when you're 5-4, I think it's a big deal.
I agree wholeheartedly. I think you're absolutely right there. 888-957-9570 is the number, and we're going to talk some Niners today. I also want to get into a little bit of a little more of Brock Purdy, and just I don't want to say we're going to crunch some numbers, but I'm just looking at these quarterback salaries, and
they're so whack.
We're going to bat some of those around and talk about Brock Purdy, and where he's going to fall on this list.
But if he were number one, would it upset you? It wouldn't upset me because they're bums right now that are getting that money, that chicken, Steiny. And they're not living up to it. So if Purdy, and I'm not calling him a bum by any stretch, if he ends up shattering or he's number one, I'm okay with it. Because it's not indicative of how good the quarterback. Dak is number one.
I know.
Trevor Lawrence is tied for two with Burrow.
But that's always a slippery slope to look at what somebody else is making who's not as good. you know, let's say Trevor Lawrence, not worth the money.
Been a nightmare.
Well, just because Trevor Lawrence got it, you got to give it to this guy. Now, I know Brock Purdy's different than Trevor Lawrence, but we'll get into that. We also have some unbelievable sound from Draymond Green.
It's incredible.
He was on Fred Warner's podcast, and
Fred's got a pod?
Absolutely incredible.
Yeah. Dude, podcast.
We're going to play it for you because it is just... it's fascinating.
He's brilliant.
What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. This segment sponsored by Save Mart and Lucky California.
We don't care who plays. We just like the challenge.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You cut him off.
I'm a backup.
Where is Priest? Yeah. Where is Priest?
He's too old.
Hey, by the way, get into these calls in a sec, but I was listening to Spadoni and Bonte this morning.
And Spadoni. What kind of paisan are you?
Spadoni said something.
That was last Friday.
Spadoni said something that... I was like, wow, I wonder if it's even possible. And here, okay. Spadoni and Bonte were arguing over how good this team is and whether you give them the benefit of the doubt. And Spadoni's like, I don't. You know?
Wow.
And
the Niners.
And Spadoni basically said, and he's in here, so if I get it wrong, he said basically the goal should be win the division, and what happens after that is gravy, pretty much. And I was thinking about that. And I was thinking, can 49er fans even do that? Is that even possible?
Where's the rice, Spadoni? Because you can get the gravy, but I thought it was Super Bowl or NFC Championship or bust. Revenge, Kevin Costner for the Super Bowl loss last year. How can now just winning the division, which you've done, how can that be the standard, I guess, Spadone? Because now McCaffrey's back. Had he not been back, I would get that, Spadone.
But I guess... The expectations have changed for Spadoni after nine games. Right. But I'm sure he's not. I'm sure some fans feel like that, but I'll bet most of them don't.
I mean, have they looked like a championship team at all this year?
I don't think they
but
have
they
either.
They still got time, guys.
I don't think they
Spadoni,
have either.
They still, the pageant's not over.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Sure.
Right. Well, I will say this.
Like, they have zero, even if they beat the Seahawks, they have zero wins that give me any hope for them.
Dude, wow. He's tough.
Okay. And I think that's fair. But here's what I'm thinking about this game against the Seahawks.
Yeah.
You win it. First of all, you got to win it because it's a division game. But if this is the game, believe it or not, I think. Here's why I think this one's different. Is because if you beat the Seahawks, then you have, I don't care how it's looked. Then you've won 4 of 5.
Oh, okay. That's
okay. Then you've won 4 of 5, and you got the Packers, I think, and the Bills coming up.
Right.
At least at that point, you can say, you know what? This has a chance of getting rolling and us doing the same thing that we've done in the past, which is play much better in the second half. But if they lose this game, they're just kind of back to square one. But if you win this game, then I think. Then I think you can really start getting a little more optimistic and thinking maybe this team can get on a run.
And you forgot too, Steiny. Yeah. No, you forgot. They'll be 2-0 since the reemergence of McCaffrey.
That's true.
So you got that. But if you lose this with McCaffrey, then I'm with you. But I'll just double back to Spadoni because I know Bonte, I didn't get to hear Steiny. I'm sure he wasn't on that side, and that's why you said they were going back and forth. But I'll tell you this. I have not altered my expectations of this team. Now I expect them to round into form and get hot. But not that's just fair. Make – Steiny, if this team loses in the first round and we got that Draymond Warner sound –
yep.
The window doesn't stay open in life and in sports forever. I don't got to tell you that. So if now that's you're true. Telling me you're going to regress in regard to your season goals and not get back to the Super Bowl or the NFC Championship game, then you got to start wondering what's going – then you got to look around like, have we missed our best chance?
Yeah,
chance is.
I think I think there's merit to what Spadoni said because – the bottom line is something does seem off with this team so far. And is it more likely that things are going to start to fall into place, or is it more likely that this is kind of who they are and they're going to be 9-8 or 10-7.
I'll feel better after, again, even if Seattle was Indianapolis, another four quarters with McCaffrey at the helm, another chance to show us, okay, hey, you know what, the first eight games we kind of were sleepwalking, but now we're ready. We got our guy. Let's go.
All right, let's jump into it. Let's go to David in Lafayette. What's going on, David? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I just want to say it's, I would say, 95% Christian McCaffrey.
Okay.
Last year, they're stacking the box, one-on-one coverage. You break a tackle, you're going for, you know, 10, 15 extra yards. Now they can just, you know, drop back in zone or play kind of the defense they want with 6-7 in the box and have extra guys over the top. So no, you know, bigger plays.
Yeah, you know what? That's a fair statement. And, I mean, I'm just, like, I just closed my eyes and thought about Deebo Samuel. He doesn't feel like he's running over guys like he,
no,
like he used to. But I think David's right. I think he's getting tackled more, like being gang tackled more.
Man, and that
thanks, David. Appreciate it, buddy.
They're keeping you in front of you.
Yeah.
And you're not fooling anybody, but this one hit me, Steiny, 415. I don't believe Purdy's throwing the ball as good as he has last year. Now, he's 12 touchdowns. For, I almost want to say forget the numbers, but what did I share with you yesterday? And it didn't bother me, but I've noticed when he's off, Steiny, he's off. And I don't know if he was more precise and the throws had more precision last year, just to guess. But I have seen throws like, again, Steiny, it's the incompletion, but man, that wasn't close.
Lamar's in San Jose. What's going on, Lamar? How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to say that I kind of, I think it was David Lombardi and the caller from 415 who said Brock's throws aren't, or the texter from 415 who said Brock's throws aren't on the money. I kind of agree with that this year, but there's, I mean, it's a collection of things.
Right.
McCaffrey, they're throwing down the field more. But also his throws haven't been on the money because if you think of it, it's not just last year. But since you put Deebo and George Kittle and Brandon Ayuk together, for the past 3 years, they've been the Yak Bros. They've led the league in Yak yards, even with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right.
So something else is off. It's not just – even before Christian McCaffrey, let's be honest.
Right.
So something else is off. It's a collection of things, but it's definitely, I think, the Brock's throws not being on the money, because when you're trying to get Yak, throws got to be on the money in stride. And like in the Tampa Bay game, we seen George Kittle jumping up real high,
right,
having to stretch their body out to make catches, and that doesn't lead well to Yak.
Yeah,
no, that's a great call. Point.
Thanks, Lamar.
And
appreciate
how many
the
times
call.
Have we seen Jennings go up and like he's going for a rebound in the NBA to secure the catch? But I do think a lot of that, and I'm fighting myself, Steiny. A lot of that is, they are throwing the ball deeper downfield.
I think
I'll
that's
take
part
25 yards in the air and get tackled. Then again, you know, throwing it for two, and then the other 23 are from Yak.
I'll tell you what, though. Jennings last week got about 10 extra yards Yak that may have won him the game.
There's no doubt.
By
and got him
Moody
in the field
in
goal position.
Exactly.
Clock almost ran out.
Exactly. 888-957-9570 is the number. Just talking about one little aspect of the 49ers that just seems a tick off, and that is, how come they're not doing what they did last year in terms of yards after catch? What are the reasons for it? Let's go to our man Leroy. Leroy's in Oakland. What's up, Leroy?
Hey, what's up, Steiny?
Hey.
What's up, Goo?
You got it?
Steiny, I think that the yards after the catch thing, I think there are some good things why that is happening.
Okay.
And it's some things that I have been imploring for. Is this, I've always said, if you give Purdy just about six more attempts, right, normally he's going 25 throwing attempts, normally he's going 28, that's what Garoppolo did, but I was always like, man, give the kid 35, 36 attempts and see what he does. And he's been pretty good doing it, and it hasn't been that way in the past. It's been Shanahan's offense, the way he wants to run it. Again, running the ball, 28 attempts for Purdy. So I think it's just him, Purdy, and Shanahan getting used to doing it a different way, giving Purdy more attempts, and letting Purdy do what he thinks he does best, and that is throw the ball down the field. We saw the commercial, right? He said, yeah, here's a short pass, and then here's a medium pass, and then the commercial goes, and here's my favorite pass, the long pass.
Yeah.
So we know Purdy likes to throw it down the field. So I think it's just him getting used to you throwing it more. And I credit Kyle Shanahan to giving him more attempts, just like every other quarterback, even the scrubs, get in the league, 35, 36 attempts. So I just think it's a good thing. He'll get used to doing that. We need to do that more, and then you'll see, you know, the yards after the catch.
Hey, Lee, let me ask you this real quick before you go. But with McCaffrey back now, do you think he'll ever reach that plateau, those 35 to 36 attempts consistently?
I think with McCaffrey coming back, you don't run him as much. I think you run him a little bit. You throw it to him more just to keep him safe until he can get back fully to being McCaffrey. So I say throw some screens some more to McCaffrey. Throw it to him a little more, and then that'll keep, you know, Purdy's usage rate as far as attempts up. But throw it to McCaffrey a little more. You know, keep him healthy. Throw some screens. I haven't seen that, in a while, and McCaffrey's been hurt, but I say throw it to him, keep him safe, and then everything will be cool.
Appreciate it, Leroy. Good stuff, as always.
Yeah, and I was going to say to Leroy and you, Stoney, he did throw it to him. I think it was 33 yards when he threw that moon ball. Remember, he put that air under it, and McCaffrey got out there, caught it.
707 on the Comcast Business text line, right on the table.
Brought to you by ATCO. What's bugging you at 2?
Longer routes mean more time needed to throw. They don't seem to have the best protection when they need it. The O-line's better, but the D-line is the O-line's better, but they haven't gotten good protection when they've needed it, according to the 707.
I got my doctor's coat on now, Stoney. Something else just hit me.
Okay.
I've given him credit for this, his wheels and his mobility, and the line hasn't been the best, and he's been under duress. Do you think maybe throwing on the run more might have something to do with it? Like, you get the completion, but it's not the best ball.
Maybe. I'm just thinking, I get it. It's a Kittle's touchdown pass. I mean, they get 0 yards. Like, that's a zero.
But it deserves 80 yards.
But that's the kind of play that you're talking about, is he was flushed out of the pocket, was going left, and ended up throwing a great ball there.
Yep.
That obviously is not the problem.
That was a great play, man.
But I'm just kind of curious about it, to tell you the truth. Let's go to Austin's in the city. What's going on, Austin? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Nothing much. Yourselves?
Hey, hanging in.
Doing well.
That's what's up. Hey, a little bit what y'all talking about McCaffrey being back. Yeah, that helps us out a lot, because yards after contact is what we really missing, because if you have Mason in there, everybody, the defense is just sitting. They're sitting and waiting. So we ain't going to get through yards at the contact. Now that they got McCaffrey back, we dink it to him. Now you go see Debo. You know, they're not going to be really sitting. Now you got Jennings running down there.
Yeah.
And one more thing, too, say with that. What do you guys think about Parcells? Is he going to be that good blocker like Ayuk? That also helped out in the yards at the contact?
That's actually a good point.
I'll say this to both of you, Stoney.
Thanks,
you tell
Austin.
Me if I'm wrong. So far, so good, right? We saw him catch the end around against Dallas, scampered.
He's talking about his blocking.
Oh, okay.
Like, if Ayuk's a great blocker, that'll help in the pass game to get more yards.
But I got to believe, and again, because, you know, Pearsall survived just a miracle to be with us still. But, Stoney, I think coming out of college, they knew he could blocking was part of his DNA.
Well, I don't know if he's a great blocker or not.
I'm not saying he's done it, but I got to believe that was part of a trait that they recognized would work and fit in.
You would think so. I mean, I don't think Pearsall would be on the field if he weren't doing some kind of blocking that Kyle Shanahan essentially demands out of his wide receivers. So I'm going to assume that Pearsall's at least doing.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
And his job, yeah, according to Kyle Shanahan, because, I mean, I actually think that one of the reasons maybe back in the day that Ayuk was in the doghouse maybe had something to do with the fact that he wasn't blocking like he ended up blocking in the last, you know, he's gotten a lot better as a blocker, clearly.
Yeah, just think about all the, when you wear the red and gold and you're a wide receiver, and I'll give Debo his credit too, Jerry Rice, Terrell Owens, Donnie, they John Taylor, they blocked.
888-957-9570 is the number. I came in today asking a simple question, but it's not one that I feel is real easy to answer, and it's why have the 49ers gone from the best team yards after catch to the worst in 1 year? 1 year. And I obviously there's a lot of different reasons for this, but I think one of it does have to do, it does feel like they're throwing the ball further down the field.
All right.
I do feel like McCaffrey is a big part of this because the passes they throw to McCaffrey are 2 yards. And then he takes it 10 or 12 yards.
They've been eight games without that.
That's part of it. Maybe another part of it is they haven't had a ton of cohesion in terms of their receivers. They haven't had McCaffrey, who's a big part of the pass game. Now they've lost Ayuk, who's a big part of the pass game. They didn't have Pierce all the first 5 or 6 games or whatever it was. They missed Debo Samuel a game or so. So maybe that has something to do with it. And here's another theory from the 562. Could it be that the Niners are just getting a little bit older and beat up from playing so hard over the last few years? I mean, it's as logical as anything, I think.
Well, they're moving the ball up and down the field. The one problem where you're not going to get a lot of yaks down, he is in the red zone. So
correct.
I would say it's working up until the field is condensed.
Greg Cosell was on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday, and he was asked about McCaffrey, how he looked in his game, first game back.
Well, they used him the way they always used him. Nothing was different. He looked good, I thought, despite the yardage totals. I thought that he looked crisp. He moved well. I thought he had some burst. And again, you saw the motions. You saw the shifting. You know, this is what they do with him. And you saw that with he and Samuel, things are different. And, you know, we talked about this, that it expands their shifting and motion offense. It expands their options in the pass game. I mean, you're not going to run the route when McCaffrey caught the 30-yard reception in the fourth quarter, which was an unbelievable play in all respects. But, you know, you're not going to see that with Garendo or Mason. So, you know, right there, you're seeing something that is different because McCaffrey's on the field.
That was Greg Cosell yesterday from Willard and Dibbs talking about the difference that Christian McCaffrey makes. It's pretty simple, but they don't have another receiver on the team that can make that play that McCaffrey made.
Now, I'll say this to that, because I was just about to give it to you. I just come from a school of, I haven't seen Garendo nor J.P. Mason fail at that type of opportunity because they haven't gotten it. So it's easy to say they can't do it, Stoney, but I'm going back here. What happened after the Minnesota game? We saw Brock Purdy go up to Brian Flores and say, man, that scheme is crazy. And, you know, I felt some certain you know, I felt a certain way about that. But that might lead to maybe defenses are closing the gap and you're not confusing or tricking the defense like you used to in the past. And for the quarterback to give kudos to a defensive coordinator, Brian Flores, I mean, maybe that could be, you know, an example of maybe they are closing the gap or they're kind of figuring it out or keeping everything in front of them. I don't know.
From the 925, hey, guys, regarding the Niners having the shortest yards after catch compared to the longest, one thing I've been noticing consistently this year, this is from the 925, is Brock Purdy seems to be throwing behind the receivers. Huh? We're certainly not leading them very well, particularly on throws down the field. That's kind of the Stephen Langford from KCBS, our wonderful colleagues, feeling on this.
That was a good call.
Let's go to Winder in Modesto. What's going on, Winder? How you doing?
Hey, yeah, it's Winder.
Winder. All right. How you doing, Winder?
Good. So I was watching some of the All-22 tape on the Niners games.
All right.
And basically what I noticed is that Brock Purdy, he's passing up on the short, open guys that would have gotten yak and throwing deep. And sometimes we connect and sometimes we don't. And, of course, we're getting more air yards. But I think because he's in a contract year, he's trying to hit the deep passes, trying to pump up his numbers.
Wow.
And not looking at the short guys that would get him yak. And that's all I saw.
Wow.
Well, appreciate it.
Not, I mean, he's none of human. This, none of this is crazy.
But he's Brett Favre. I know Brock hated that moniker of, because we tried to put him in that early on, dink and dunk. But Steiny, he's not that. And, I mean, he's human in regard to, I want to go for the gusto play so I can put up some numbers. But I think we would have heard Kyle or something would have came out if it was, if he was doing it so redundantly to where it was a problem.
Yeah, well, I mean,
like Steiny's open. Throw it to Steiny in the flat. We don't want that Spadoni 18 yards downfield.
Well, we don't know what Shanahan and Purdy talk about in terms of, you know, where he's throwing the ball. I mean, you know, I don't know if it's been a year-long thing where Shanahan's like, Brock, you gotta take the easy one. You gotta take the easy one. I don't know that he's saying that. Every time Shanahan's been asked about Purdy, he says he's having a great year and he's doing everything they asked him to do and then some. And I'm just wondering why the offense looks different. And you know what? And maybe we can talk about it till the cows come home. But when you don't have Christian McCaffrey, maybe it affects every single aspect of your offense.
Okay. And to that, can you remember what game it was where Kyle talked to, I think it might have been the Arizona game at home. He was in the locker room, Kyle, and he said he didn't know the reporters were still in there, and he was having a conversation with Brock immediately after the game. I wonder, and now again, I'm speculating, Stoddy, if there was some of, dude, you got stuff right, the easy stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. And you know what? But you know what I just thought of off the top of my head? We were talking about Debo Samuel and Pepper. You know, they got into it.
I would post that on Debo's blocker.
All the yards after catch.
Man, you got some other stuff to worry about, bro. But anyway.
I just thought of this, and I'd forgotten until you just reminded me of when Shanahan was in there talking to Purdy, and he said he didn't really know the reporters were there.
Right.
And that's why I think Pepper was asked, you know, have you talked to Debo? And I think that's probably why he said no, because you guys are in the room. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. He says too many guys in here. And that actually, I know it's...
He did say
it's
that.
It's trivial.
Yeah.
But I feel like
somebody's
that makes
you.
A lot of sense. Mm. And I'm sure they've talked. I'm sure they've talked. But they're sure as hell not going to talk in front of, you know, a dozen reporters who are just kind of lingering around.
I'll say this, because I'm not Jaworski, Steiny, but... I go back to the, I think it was the 2013-14 NFC Championship game against the Seahawks. Kaepernick had guys in the flat, and he just missed them. They were wide open with terrain to run, and he was going for the home run play. And I'll never forget it, Stoney. It wasn't just once. It happened a few times. I'm like, damn, Cap. But have you watched a Niner game to where you felt like, hey, Brock, dude was wide open in the flat. And no, like,
not
I
really.
Can't, and that's why I'm sitting here, like, I got to proceed with caution in regard to where he's bypassing that.
Here's one from the 510. I think that last caller's right. And the quarterback is doing it with the coach's blessing to show everybody that the quarterback is one of those top guys. And it's to their detriment that he's trying that instead of playing with his normal run-first system. The Niners get their yak yards from crossers. I told you guys, I don't know when, but
well,
I told you guys that teams are dropping a robber in the middle, which prevents a lot of the inside the hash throws that create yak.
They've made adjustments. So maybe this is a tip of the cap to the defense. Or defenses, I don't, hey.
You know what? I always tell you about a lifetime fool and a five-minute fool. Can somebody define robber to me? Robber.
Just another guy to drop back into coverage. So now, you know, the windows.
A linebacker or a lineman?
It could be both.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we've seen robbers come up and stop the run, Stoney, to where they brought the backers up to where they're just like, hey. And Tampa Bay did it. 5-6-man front.
So, yeah. Per definition, if you just Google search it, cover one robber is when the strong safety rotates to the center of the field to rob any crossing routes from the opponent.
See, Diz will love this if he's listening.
So it's not really dropping a guy back. It's bringing
teams will use robber coverage if the opposing team runs mesh, shallow, or any other crossing patterns that often result in defensive players being picked. So maybe you're seeing a lot more cover one at times against Shanahan, certain passing down situations.
With the safety coming up.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly, Stoney.
Okay. Cheating, if you will, robbing.
Right. Yes, yes.
Because we know where you want to go.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right, 888-957-9570. Stick around, because on the other side, I'm going to play some sound that we all listened to before the show when we were like, this guy is unbelievable. And I'll tell you who this guy is. It's Draymond Green, and it's the best of Draymond Green.
Man,
I'm telling you, this is gold. Also, don't miss the kickoff show Sunday with Evan Giddings and Lorenzo Neal, 2 hours before the start of the game. Join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay. It's presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit the friendly expert technicians at your local Valvoline Instant Oil Change to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com.
I broke my back.
The Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
What time's that fight?
Couple starts at 5.
The card starts at 5.
Oh, so now we're gonna have Warriors and the fight if the cross.
Good
God! Where you watching?
Oh,
Warriors
boy.
Got those new unis tonight too.
City Edition.
Yeah,
it's a good question. I
want to hook up.
What are you watching? Tyson, Paul, or the 49er Warriors?
Frankie doesn't like that. We told Willard
what
you watch it all, multiple screens, Donnie.
I don't want to miss that fight.
Dude, we got Tyson sound.
I'm starting to think Tyson's going to get beat.
Who the hell is he fighting? It ain't Grant Cooney. I just want to ask.
Jerry Cooney?
He's fighting someone 25 years younger than him.
Exactly. Or Jerry Quarry.
No, I'm not hating on Jake Paul, and I'm a guy that won a contest. But Donnie, but what are his qualifications? But the internet put him in this position.
He's not a joke as a fighter. He's not.
What is he?
I mean, he might not be the champion of the world, but he's not, like, inept.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. If he fought any of us, he'd probably win.
Oh, God. Well, I think he's about 6'5", too.
He's 6'1". He's not that tall.
Oh, really?
He's a big guy,
but he's the winner to even get this match. The internet created him. Man.
Carter says he'd beat him up.
Carter, hey, I couldn't even reach
100%.
Carter.
Yeah.
It's Tyson Fury over here. So there you go.
Well, I'll tell you what, Carter could have been a great boxer, but he would have had to learn how to take a body shot.
Yeah.
Because nobody can reach his head.
Carter could be a 4 in the NBA.
Real quick, Mike Tyson slapped Jake Paul yesterday because Jake Paul stepped on his foot. Here was Jake Paul, speaking back to Mike Tyson last night.
I didn't even feel it. He's angry. He's an angry little elf. Mike Tyson, I thought that was a cute slap, buddy, but tomorrow you're getting knocked the fuck out. I'm f***ing him up, Belrio. I'm f***ing him up. He hits like a
Is this why we like wrestling or people do? Because I'm all in now, Spadoni. Wow. Dude, I'm ready, Stoney.
Should be
Tyson
should be fun.
He's got to win.
Oh, here you go, Goo, yeah. From the 331. I want to box Goo and Steinmetz at the 3rd Street Boxing in San Francisco for $10,000 if you beat me.
It's personal now!
They don't got that chicken.
Neither do we.
Famous boxer, the most famous boxer in the Bay, Andre Ward, right?
Yeah.
Devin Haney right behind. Any old schoolers
Andre,
I'm missing?
Andre Ward. Because
Foreman had ties to Oakland.
Yeah, you are missing a big one. And I can't believe I can't think of his name.
The boy, right.
Don't.
So big.
Oh, God.
Lawler.
Oh, you're right.
Irish Pat Lawler. Man, God.
You ran into him at the bar.
Oh, yeah, we're tight. We're tight.
I don't think he likes this. You know what I mean? A retired. Like, they're making a mockery of it.
We'll see.
Netflix is free.
You know what? I mean, you still have to be a subscriber. Which costs money.
Yeah, but normally you could. What if they were charging? People would pay for this.
All right. Goo, I'm a little confused about something.
I know what it is.
No, you don't.
Your love for Draymond, the shade has turned into love. Because I told you that's where I'm at, man.
This is. So here's what I was thinking. So just follow me at how it all comes together. Like I said, I'm listening to Spadoni, and he said, you know what, maybe it's just in their year and just expectation change and maybe make the playoffs win the division and everything's gravy after that.
Oh.
And then I thought, well, that's not good enough at all. But then I thought this. So we've talked so much about, is this year their last shot at it or their best opportunity? And I think we all said yes before the season. But with the addition of the young players, I'm starting to think maybe their window will lengthen with Brock Purdy and with some of the young guys they brought in.
Okay, so why does that stop now to where the playoffs suffice?
Because, I'll tell you why, is because maybe this is a transition from being a Super Bowl contender. This is the year where you just make the playoffs, but then you build off that next year, if you know what I mean,
with
a different kind of personnel. But anyway, then I heard this from Draymond Green. This is unbelievable. Man. So Draymond Green was on Fred Warner's podcast called The Warner House, and they were talking about winning Super Bowls and winning NBA championships.
Okay.
And listen to what listen to this conversation between Draymond Green and Fred Warner. It's gold. Take a listen.
Once you do it, you know how. And once you know how to do it, like, we won a championship in 2022, not because we were the best team. Mm. We won a championship in 2022 because we knew how. Like, Steph, Clay, and I knew how to win. And so we knew how to win a championship. Boston didn't know how to win a championship. And so when it came down to it, one of the things that the Chiefs have over y'all is something that y'all will have to get over is they know how to do it. So in every single moment, they have something to draw from to say, oh, this is like this and we did this, or the mindset now has to be that, or if we can attack this guy, he'd be like attacking that guy when we did this, right? And so you start to make those correlations.
All right, so that was Draymond Green talking to Fred Warner about that. What do you think?
It's just fascinating, and I think Draymond Green, Stani, has me thinking, and, you know, where is the window now for the Niners? Is it closer to being shut, or is it wide open? I told you, and my fear was, when you get there, and Spadoni's going to help me, Stani, how many teams have lost two Super Bowls and come back and even won one? So, conventional wisdom to your point about, hey, I like the newness and the youngsters making contributions. But at the end of the day, I think Draymond was like, be careful. You guys have had chances, but when you get that one, you're more likely to get multiple. But man, you better hurry up and cash that ticket. And that ticket, to me, started in 2019 under Kyle. And how many chances, Steve Young sound we have? Remember he said in the summer, last year was their best chance, he thought. So we'll see.
Yeah, and here's the second part of the Draymond Green conversation with Fred Warner.
In 2022, after game 3, we were down 2-1. And I walked in the locker room, and I'm walking off the court, and I'm just thinking to myself, this feels so familiar. And I literally walk in the locker room, and Boston locker room, the way it was set up at this time, was like the first two lockers is Steph. I walk in the locker room, he the first person I see. And I just see he got this look on his face. And so I stop, and I'm standing there looking at him, and I'm like, and he say, you thinking what I'm thinking? I said, this is Memphis all over again. Because in 2015, we were down to Memphis 2-1. And it felt like the world was collapsing. And we had never done it, though. And so I hit Steph, and I'm like, yo, let's get out. Let's go to Blue City Cafe. I know at Blue City Cafe is a little barbecue joint right on Beale Street. We go in there. We get some drinks. We have some food. It's when Diet ain't a thing for us. We young. We go to Blue City Cafe. And we go in there. We have some drinks. I just know I got to get him out the room. Like, he in his head. He in there thinking about the game. Like, I'm in the room thinking, let's get out. We go to Blue City Cafe. We settle in. Next three games, we win. So I say, this feels like, and he like, yes, this is exactly what it feels like. I'm telling you, like, he like, all right, cool, we got it, it's over. I'm like, yes, it's over, for sure, like, it's all over.
Right, we're going straight to Blue City Cafe. Right, from here, we're going.
It's over. Uh-huh. So then I walk around, and I always, when I come in the locker room, I go around, I dap everybody. I get to Clay, and Clay like, Dre, man, this feel real 2015-ish. I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah.
I knew right away, it's over, they done, we won. Uh-huh.
Wow, man. So what do you think the advice is to Fred right there? Like, the Warriors, I mean, Draymond's a four-time champ. He did it. They've done it. But the Niners, Donnie, how many chances or cracks are you going to get with this regime?
Well, that's the big question. How many shots at it is this team going to get?
Buffalo got four, and that was incredible, right?
Yeah. It was four in a row.
Man.
Bud in Oakland. What's going on, Bud? How you doing?
What's good, John? Hey, so listen, you know, I'm not really too sold on the team as a whole. Now, listen, as a whole team, they're not looking really too good to me. Now, individual play, there may be some guys individually who may be, you know, putting up some stats and trying to do the best they can to will the team. But collectively, they don't look that good. And Spadoni, you know, I'm kind of right there with you. Last show with Bonte, you mentioned about how Niner fans are spoiled. And, you know, you proved my point because I called in and I said how Niner fans, you guys have been fortunate to have the stability with the coaching staff for multiple years. You guys have been able to bring the same guys in and keep the same core, whether from coaching to the top of the guys or whatever. But, you know, Niner fans are spoiled. And they seem to, you know, be upset even with a win. You know, me and Spadonia Raider fans, our slogan is just win, baby. Sometimes I think the Niners fans just need to just be happy with the win. And, you know, the chickens are going to be coming home to roost, man. Just like Draymond said, you guys can't be hot for, you can't be hot forever. You guys got to strike while the iron is hot. And right now, I don't like the team collectively. I don't think you guys are even going to make the playoffs.
Hey, Bud, before you go, let me throw this to you and Spadoni and everybody listening. Stani, you too. Can the Niner fans really be spoiled when they have not gotten it done? They've got the whole hell of a lot of winning, but there's blue balls in this. They have not. You get spoiled when you win it all.
You get spoiled by being there. You get spoiled by just even showing up there. You guys are spoiled even happy talking about being that four consecutive championship games or however many times they've been.
All right, I hear
you.
You
guys are spoiled.
All right. Because that's a lot of winning, right, Stani?
Yes. It's a lot of winning, but not quite enough. What if I told you, Goo, that I made a little mistake?
Oh.
So the Draymond Green sound, by the way, what I just played was incredible. But it was actually not the one that I wanted to start with. I got them mixed up.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, oh, oh.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.